As cases of the Wuhan coronavirus spread, so are the international efforts to contain the disease. And that's where we start today's edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. A number of countries are formally warning their citizens not to visit Wuhan, China, where the disease was first identified in mid-December. A medicine professor at Vanderbilt University suggests the Wuhan coronavirus won't be nearly as widespread and deadly as the flu, but that people are anxious about it because it's new and mysterious. Several thousand have gotten sick from the coronavirus. It's called that because it's a type of disease that can cause respiratory problems. It's killed at least 80 people in China, and it has spread to several other countries from Australia to the United States, where there have been at least 5 confirmed cases so far, all of them in patients who'd recently returned to America from Wuhan. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says Americans should avoid going to the Chinese province Wuhan is in unless it's absolutely necessary. It also expects the number of cases to increase. The impact of the virus isn't just hitting travelers. It's taken a toll on the U.S. stock market, as well as a number of international businesses. Airlines that fly to China are offering refunds. So are hotels. Disney has shut down its theme parks in other parts of China. And companies like Starbucks, KFC, and McDonald's have closed their restaurants in Wuhan and some of the areas around it. Also, on the first day of the Chinese New Year, the event that triggers the largest human migration on Earth, the Chinese government says the number of trips taken across China has decreased by almost a third. Countries whose citizens have been stuck in Wuhan are coming up with plans to get them out, but it's not an easy process.